polled a political rally featuring a controversial presidential candidate on a college campus, and a very lively rally can be the result. That's what happened yesterday when Trump, the Republican frontrunner, spoke for about an hour. About a half dozen groups of protesters were escorted out by the Secret Service and local law enforcement. Outside, college student Timothy Johnstone, who couldn't get in, held up a sign calling Trump a racist.
The way he speaks to people, the way he speaks about people, it's the way he puts down minorities. I don't believe in what he says, and a lot of people agree with me.
Johnstone was one of thousands who couldn't get into the Dedman Center and had to listen outside. Meanwhile, Radford freshman John Shields says he is all in for Trump, expected to win big in Virginia today, and he's not a President Obama fan.
So much has gone downhill. He doesn't deal with so many things that our country really needs to deal with. And I mean, finally, Donald Trump, he's going to get up and stand up for our country, and I know he is.
The Trump rally featured some heated debates and finger-pointing as the crowd let out, even a Secret Service agent taking down a photographer with a chokehold. Gene Morano, WFIR News.